This is Android Buffet, episode number 158, recorded July 29th, 2013, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. To another exciting episode of the Android Buffet podcast, joined by special temporary guest host Pat Archibald.
Howdy, Guru. How's it going?
As you heard, but since the people who are on the recording wouldn't have been able to hear, Jerry has temporarily stepped out due to a family issue. He may be rejoining us shortly after family issue subsides.
Sounds good.
Okay. But our associate producer, Kevin McLaughlin, asked that you come on the show to talk about some stuff.
Yes, he did. Yes. Hit me up on Twitter.
Yes.
And I got a couple of new gadgets that we can talk about. The 2013 Nexus 7 and the Chromecast.
So which of those two would you like to start with?
We can start with Chromecast.
Okay.
It's basically a HDMI dongle that you put in the back of your TV. And if you have a USB power back there, you can power it by that USB plug. Or it comes with a... AC adapter, you can plug it into the wall and power it that way. But basically what it does is plays media on your TV that you either throw to it with your Android device or Chrome extension. And some of the Android apps have a Chromecast button in it, such as YouTube and the Google Play Store videos and Netflix. And it works quite well, and it's super easy to set up. And for $35, I'm pretty impressed.
So what have you used it for so far?
Well, the main things, Netflix, YouTube.
What were you using for those things before?
I looked at a couple of Play movies, but that was about it.
Well, what were you using for your YouTube, Netflix, Play movies functionality before on your television?
For YouTube, I did a lot of XBMC with the Android Yahtzee remote, and that works really well. As far as Netflix goes, I have a Roku box. I use that for that. Didn't really watch any movies off of Google Play. But, so I didn't really gain any functionality by getting the Chromecast, other than you can throw up a Chrome tab up on your TV, which I haven't done a whole lot of. But it's just real handy. You're browsing the web, you see a video, throw it up on the TV, continue reading. So, it's pretty neat.
So,
wow.
Oh, Jerry's back.
Yes, my daughter was having an existential crisis.
Who did she believe she was?
She lost the equivalent of a security blanket.
Okay, so without her security blanket, she did not know who she was?
She forgot who she was. She hated who she was.
Okay.
She thought that her best friend was lost forever, blah, blah, blah.
So you just
turns out she left her in the bathroom.
I thought you just went into the closet and got the spare that you keep for these emergencies.
Oh my God, dude, you'd have no idea. We have been trying to find a spare.
Yeah.
For this particular thing. Unable to. It's like 6 years old, and we've been looking for like years. Once we realized how significant this particular thing was, unable to find a replacement. Or spare, as it were.
Well, good luck. I hope you find one soon, if ever. But Pat was just talking about his Chromecast.
I got that.
Okay. Are you going to buy a Chromecast, Jerry?
Absolutely not.
I'm interested enough.
It's only $35.
Sure. I just have no use for it. I'm never in front of a TV.
Yeah, that's because he has 4 monitors. Why does he need a TV?
5.
5, excuse me. They form it when you link them together, they form a giant TV.
You know, you get a 30-inch monitor a few like 2 feet away from you, it makes for a really big TV.
So
it's normally where I watch my TV is on my computer.
Well, I think the device, somebody in was commenting that because of the size of the device, it's something that you could very easily keep on a keychain. I think that may be an exaggeration, but I think this is the perfect device to, let's say, wherever you go, you could take along and hook up to a local TV.
So, yeah, I was thinking about that when I was sitting in McDonald's the other day. I was wondering, why don't I bring my Chromecast in here, hook it up to this monitor that's on the wall, and start playing something really obnoxious? I wonder if it would pair up with their Wi-Fi. I'm not sure how that would work, since you got to click a button to get into the Wi-Fi.
I had lower expectations. I just thought I might take it to my grandmother's house when I go to visit her.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
Your grandmother has Wi-Fi, I assume.
You think I'd set foot in her house if you didn't have Wi-Fi?
Yes, you would. You love her.
I do, but I'm also addicted to the internet. So, yes, I'm responsible for her having internet. I'm not the only relative who has a vested interest in that, though. But, yes, I would set foot in her house without Wi-Fi, but it does make the stay more enjoyable.
Step foot in there just long enough to set it up?
No, I spent a lot of time. You know, I would spend more time when she's in Florida. She's still down there due to her recovery. Yes, I was hearing the story of her recovery last night. Apparently, she went to a urgent care facility, and the doctor was explaining to her the original origins of the word decimate and decapitate. I'm not exactly sure
Sounds
why.
Interesting.
I'm not sure why a medical professional would wish to enlighten their patients about what the original origin of the word decimate and decapitate.
Etymology is always interesting.
Yeah, but I gathered from the story as it was being told to me that all present would have rather that the doctor focused on the injury as opposed
maybe
to the history.
Maybe the doctor was trying to take everyone's attention off of the injury.
By talking about decapitation and decimation?
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, moving along, you also got a new Nexus 7.
Yes, and I'm not as impressed with the new Nexus 7. The feel of it is real nice. It's a little bit thinner. It's got definitely a better screen on it. But I'm having loads of trouble with the GPS, which is a problem for an Ingress player.
So you're playing...
There's a thread on one of the Android forums, and there are some other folks who are having the same issue. Basically, after you boot it, GPS works fine for 10, 20, 30 minutes, and then it quits. And I've tried several different things to get this thing to work, but it persists. So I think it's a software issue. And
could it be the new Wi-Fi location functionality that they put in somehow interfering?
Perhaps. I have no idea. All I know is it didn't work.
So that's not a good thing.
No. But basically, from what I understand, this was a 4.3 feature where in the background, in order to try to save the battery caused by GPS, it would use Wi-Fi-based location services even when your Wi-Fi was turned off. It would turn it on for a second, see who's around, and then turn it back off again.
Since it's new, I would point towards that, then.
You never know that you add something, you break something old. Fortunately for me, I do not play Ingress. Mm-hmm. So functional or non-functional Wi-Fi on a new Nexus 7 would not make an issue for me.
You mean GPA, not Wi-Fi.
Excuse me, did I say Wi-Fi? Excuse me, functional GPA. Wi-Fi would make a difference for me.
Well, what about you could also use it on trips, you know, make some nice GPS device for traveling.
Yeah, but you need a network connection.
Necessarily. If you plot your trip before you leave your house, you don't need to have a connection as long as you don't vary off of your course very much. It will work just fine. But I always tether mine to my Nexus 4, so it works.
Well, you have tethering capability. I do not. Mm. Although I do have that little internet on the go that I bought at Walmart. Oh. On a related note, would anybody like to buy a Nexus 7? I'm still trying to get rid of it. Yes, I'm also still trying to get rid of the TF-101, but which I don't use enough. I have to stop buying toys, I guess. Mm-hmm. So on a related note, if you didn't guess already, I did actually go out and buy a new Nexus 7.
And does your experience differ from Pat's at all?
Well, I didn't try to play Ingress. So I didn't notice any problem with the GPS because I wasn't really using it. Mm. For me, the purpose of a Nexus 7 is to sit somewhere and read. So I got the device over the weekend, and I went to a local place, I bought a soda, and I was sitting there reading. And I've been experimenting with the wonder of landscape mode, because with the original Nexus 7, I tended to keep it in portrait mode. But sure. I hear this one is supposed to be more landscapey, because it has this... Well, no, it has these nice big bezels on the side where you're supposed to rest your fingers and get fingerprints all over it. So right now, I'm using it to read the show notes. And on the back, it has a camera, which the other one did not, and some stereo speakers. It's a whole new world. And I'm a hopeless addict, I admit it. I buy new toys. I need somebody to buy my old toys so I don't feel so bad. Oh, look, we have...
You can always recycle them.
Oh, look, we have people in the chat room. We have Murph and Bob McElroy, 15. I wonder if that's the same one who emailed us. I think we got an email from a Bob. Let's see. Did we get an email from a Bob? We did. Oh, here we are. I should read that. Bob McElroy. Hello. I am a big fan of your show. I listen to podcasts on my 45-minute drive to work, and yours, it is my favorite podcast. I am a big fan of technology and even bigger fan of Android. Please keep up the good work. I also live on Long Island and saw that restaurant, The Noodle Company, in Garden City. When I saw it, I told my fiancé I want to try it when it opens. I was surprised when you talked about it on the show. Let me know how it was. I knew we got an email from that guy.
You just forgot about the email.
I'm not perfect. Did I ever say I was perfect, Jerry? Did you say you were perfect?
I don't remember.
Okay. But I did go to the pre-opening event at Noodles & Company. So not the Noodle Company, it's Noodles & Company. It was very nice. They open on Wednesday at 11 a.m. for official service if you'd like to go. I had the noodles, and my company also had the noodles. Not that exciting, but good noodles. I recommend them.
Alrighty.
Okay, I've killed everybody with my talk of noodles. So, Jerry, now that Pat has a new Nexus 7 and I have a new Nexus 7, do you have any news? I don't want you to feel left out.
I have news.
Okay.
It's not good news. Well, I don't know. It's good news for me, maybe. I will not be able to do the show next week.
Oh,
unless we do it on Saturday.
May I ask why?
Because long ago, we applied for, planned for, bought, whatever, a cruise. And we found out over the weekend that our cruise is actually going to happen. And we leave on Sunday morning and we'll be back Thursday evening.
Where are you going?
We're leaving from West Palm Beach, and then we're cruising over to the Bahamas, and we'll spend a few days in the Bahamas, and then we'll cruise back.
And what technology are you bringing on your trip?
I think I'm going to bring my Kindle,
my
iPad, my cell phone, and I think that's it.
Your what?
iPad. Have to have something to entertain the kid.
Never heard of it.
I know.
Okay.
It's a dinky little thing. No worries.
Is it like a TF-101?
Kinda.
Because I can get you a good deal on one of those.
You can?
Yeah.
And what would you charge me for your TF-101?
Market rate.
Which is $5?
I'm not that generous. You have to outbid the other bidders.
I don't know what the other bidders bid.
I think we were at 160.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, that comes with a keyboard dock and all the accessories. You know, the USB connector for the tablet when disconnected from the dock, the SD card adapter, two different power charging cables, including one international version. So should you go overseas, you would be able to charge it.
Mm.
I'm working on my sales pitch. So, Jerry, what would it take for me to put you into a TF-101 today?
A TARDIS? I would not fit in a TF-101, so we'd have to do some sort of, you know, it's bigger on the inside thing.
That was my used car salesman pitch. I wasn't literally suggesting you get inside a TF-101.
Oh. I spend all my time in front of my computer. I don't need another tablet. I'm sorry.
That's why why do you think I'm selling mine? I love that tablet.
Because I spend all my time in front of a computer?
No, because I don't use it often enough. And I ended up using the Nexus 7 a lot more, and that's why I upgraded to the new one, because it was much more portable, so I was much more likely to take it places. I used to take the TF-101 places, but I found that it was so hard to sit somewhere and drink a soda and read on the TF-101 because I couldn't hold it in one hand.
Sure.
But I can hold the Nexus 7 in one hand while reading and then enjoy it in two hands later on. So it was the right size for what I wanted. It was a long journey, but I got there. Pat, do you concur as a Nexus 7 owner?
Yeah, I think the 7-inch form factor is really the right size. Like you said, you can hold it in one hand or do whatever, and it's not that heavy. So, I like it much better than a 10-inch, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I've tried both. So I'm guessing I can't sell you a TF-101 either.
No, I got enough toys around here to last them for a little while.
Well, I found an eager buyer.
At least until Christmas.
Worst case scenario.
Yeah, I didn't do that far.
Worst case scenario, I'm selling it to my mother. But she'll pay much less below market value. I'm a good son.
Is she free tech support?
I throw in tech support. Okay. So she'll pay below market value because she will call me whenever she has a problem. Also, I'd basically do it for dinner. So I'm nice. I give away expensive electronics for food. To family members, at least. Sorry, Jerry, that offer doesn't apply to you as much as I appreciate you.
Okay.
So a few other things. Let's see, what else happened this week? Oh, yes. Google accidentally uncovered a Chinese car theft ring. I seem to have silenced.
Heard about that, except for that.
What was that?
I hadn't heard about that. Tell us more.
Basically, Google was looking for spammy AdWords and somehow discovered that one of the things that was piqued by their algorithm for discovering spammy AdWords things, I think it was, let me see here, I have the article right here. And Pat, I did send you a list of all of the research for this week. I want to thank you for being exactly like Jerry, since you were filling in for him for a few minutes.
Not knowing a damn thing.
not looking at anything that I sent. Over. But let's see here. Let's see. Last year, Google kicked 224 million ads off of AdWords.
Good.
Which included counterfeit handbags, phishing schemes, and et cetera. But apparently, the new model for filtering was flagging a lot of otherwise innocuous ads for used cars. So most of the bad products were counterfeit goods, so they couldn't figure out why it was flagging cars. So they did a little research, and they found out they were real cars, but they weren't really for sale. Scammers were taking pictures of cars, and when the customer showed up a few days later, they'd steal the car and hand it over. And by the time the customer realized he'd purchased a stolen car, the sellers were long gone. But apparently, from the ad perspective, it looks like a used car ad.
Wow.
But Google's algorithm figured this all out, or at least noticed that there was something weird about it. So the algorithm worked in unanticipated manners.
Unintended consequences, right?
Pretty much. So Android 4.3 is out. So Jerry, did you have a chance to watch Breakfast with Sundar?
No.
Okay.
Who? What?
That was the event last week, Breakfast with Sundar Pichai. They streamed it. Oh. It's available. You can rewatch it on YouTube if you're interested. It tells you all you need to know about what they announced, because that is what they announced.
Ah.
So they now have restricted profiles, which essentially means, let's say that you got yourself a Android 4.3 device to share with your family. You could have a restricted profile that would only allow a certain young member of your family, should you wish it, to only have access to certain apps and not be able to make any purchases.
That would be nice.
And they have a new Bluetooth stack, which I know we've discussed before.
Oh, I want a new Bluetooth stack.
Well, you know what I'm curious about? They said that some people who got Android 4.3 on their devices, who had them paired to a car, were suddenly able to get information on what was playing on their stereo, because it now supports media information being sent over Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what would happen if I took the Nexus 7 into the car and paired it to my car, which has Bluetooth. Would anything I play off of it go through the stereo? Because I know that's never worked with my phone, and I always thought it was the car, but maybe it was the Android.
I would probably say it's your car. I mean, it should play from your phone.
No, it played and streamed, but it didn't show what the track was.
Oh, okay.
So that's one of the features that might be enabled.
That's the Bluetooth stack, not delivering that. And I believe you will also need application support for that.
Well, no, I know that PowerAmp, which is the player that I use, actually does have support for that feature.
Mm.
But what I don't know is whether or not my car supports it. It says it supports AVRCP, but I don't know if it would display that information. But it cannot hurt to go to the car and try.
Actually, we will wait.
Not right now. I need gas. I'm not going to waste it. Anyway, let's see. They have enhanced OpenGL support, so better support for gaming, which is always nice if you're a gamer. The background Wi-Fi-based location services I mentioned earlier. Virtual surround audio.
Eh.
Well, I suppose it's nice if you can get it, but if you don't need it, who cares? Let's see. DRM implementations. Not so excited about that, but if it means that certain providers will actually put their content on Android, I can at least live with it.
Amazon.
I'm still waiting for that.
Me too.
Let's see here. What else happened this week? Oh, yes. Google added apparently mail-like ads to the promotions tab in the web version of Gmail. Are you using the multi-inbox that they tried out a few months ago?
I don't like it.
Well, if you have it disabled, you don't have to worry about seeing ads in your promotions tab. So you've solved the problem, Jer. By not using the thing that was causing the problem. And let's see what else we have. Oh, yes. One of the Google engineers, in this case Dan Morrow, who is very often explaining things, explained why multi-user is not enabled for phones. Mostly because, in talking to a lot of test users, they couldn't figure out how a multi-user experience would work on a phone, as opposed to a tablet where you'd get phone calls and you'd receive messages. So which account would get the phone calls? Would all accounts get the phone calls?
I believe so.
And if you were logged into an account that wasn't supposed to get phone calls, what would happen to the phone call? But let me ask you a question, Jerry. Have you ever handed your phone off to a small child to play a game on?
Yes.
What if a phone call was received while the child was playing on your phone?
My child would answer the phone. And she would answer the phone call.
Would you want that? No, I'm saying not everybody would. Some people would be worried about, you know, we can sort of act out this conversation. Hello, is your daddy at home? No, my daddy is not at home. He's out moonlighting with another company. Or he's out robbing a bank. Or some other thing that you would not want somebody to say on your professional phone.
And if anybody's going to say something that you don't want said, it's going to be a child.
Yes, yeah, so basically, nobody at Google could figure out how this would work. So they aren't necessarily saying they wouldn't put it in the future, but they needed a model that would work.
I'll buy that.
So if you have any suggestions about how this would work, in a way, again, bearing in mind that your specific implementation may not work for other people, at the very least, Google doesn't always do things that we like, but you can at least think that they're trying to think of features that would appeal to the majority. They don't always succeed, but you'd like to think that that's how they're doing their user testing. Anyway, the Google Calendar API now supports push notifications. Can I get a yay, Jerry?
Yeah.
It's a nice feature.
Okay.
Saves battery life. Okay, we already talked about the Chromecast. We know that Jerry is bullish on it. Textbooks are coming to the Play Store for rental or purchase. So if you are a student of some sort, you may find this useful.
As long as they're not stupidly overpriced, this would deserve a huge yay. And if they are stupidly overpriced, then it's a racket, I tell you, it's a racket.
Yeah, and Google's getting into that racket. Go where the money is. So Google also unveiled its Google Play Games as a hub for managing games on Android devices. So aside from Ingress, Pat, are you a gamer, in your opinion?
No, not really. Is that the Google Play Games, is that something you can remove, or is that just forced on you?
I don't know. So far, I haven't seen it.
I think I've received
it. I haven't seen it either.
Oh, here it is. It is on this. It is on the Nexus 7. Basically, it's like a game center type thing. So it's like
one. You think it just organizes your games?
Yeah, it's basically like an extra icon that's a version of the Play Store that's designed specifically for games.
Okay.
Google has essentially made some security enhancements in 4.3. It now supports SE Linux, which has been the bane of many Linux users' existence on the desktop. Security is a pain in the neck. You will find very few people who do not say that life would be easier if security wasn't necessary. However, there are some precautions you have to take because there are people out there.
Yeah, I know. There are people out there.
Evil just people.
Awful.
Evil people.
Evil people. People and evil, kind of the same thing. People are evil.
Yes, we're in agreement. So they also enhanced the Android keychain, which stores secure information. So hopefully the latest version of Android is even more secure. And if you want to check out the source code to know whether or not it's secure, the source code for 4.3 is now in the Android Open Source Project.
Nice.
They've gotten really good at dropping it really quickly now. In some app news, the Cyanogen mod team has created a camera app called Focal, which is based on the stock camera app that you would see on the latest versions of Android. But it includes PixSphere, which is a non-proprietary version of Photosphere.
I so want to try that.
Have any of you ever taken a Photosphere?
I haven't.
Well, I sideloaded the Photosphere version of the camera app from, I think it was the stock version of the GS4 onto the GS3. But I haven't figured out, what would I want to take a Photosphere of? I haven't really been in a place that's photospheric. What's a good place to take a Photosphere?
Your battle station.
I don't have a battle station.
You have a computer at home?
So you're saying my workstation?
Yes.
So you want me to do a Photosphere of my living room?
Sure, why not?
I'd have to clean it up. It's messy in here.
Ooh, gotta go. 1 second. I'll be back.
Okay. What about you,
Pat? A museum or something. A Photosphere of a museum or something like that.
Well, how about the courthouse?
I've done one of outdoors, but didn't turn out again.
But how about the courthouse?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm supposed to start calling in on Friday for jury duty. So I might have some free time inside a courthouse in the near future. Although there may be some legal implications for taking photospheres at your local courthouse.
We'll come visit you in jail.
Well, Bob can. He's somewhere on Long Island. The guy in the chat room who wants to go to Noodles and Company.
Okay. Yeah, Bob will come visit you.
With his fiance. Anyway, let's see what else we have here. Oh, yes. SwiftKey is now syncing its typing habits to the cloud and will also allow you to update your typing profile with trending phrases. So let's say that currently trending is the word prism. So that word would be added to your typing profile, so it would suggest prism to you more often.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it could be dangerous.
Well, do you use SwiftKey?
No, I do not.
Okay. I happen to like SwiftKey. I have it installed here. I have the tablet version of it, and it gives me one of those split keyboards whenever I'm in landscape mode.
Hmm.
And there's even a button to de-split the keyboard if I want. So it's a keyboard de-splitter. And the person who's responsible for Plume and Beautiful Widgets has started on an app launcher called Quadrawer, which is based on Quick Search. So essentially you get a little dialing pad and you can dial up your applications.
Hmm. I have to see that work.
Well, you should watch the video because they were showing how long it takes to scroll through your app drawer versus the 2 seconds it takes to type in the first two letters of your app and find the app immediately.
Hmm. That does sound nice.
99 cents. Lifehacker has added a list of tablet apps to their annual Lifehacker pack, because last week we were talking about their regular apps. So now they have a special tablet list. But I didn't really find anything particularly tablet-y on it or impressive. They had Wunderlist. They had the Google Calendar, Google Keep, the Dash Clock widget, which is a very nice widget, a Quick Office Pro HD, which is now owned by Google, Chrome, Tablet SMS, which is if you want to send text messages from your tablet via your phone, Hangouts, Feedly, Flipboard, Google Now. So a lot of these are not really tablet-y, per se. Google Maps, 8Tracks, which is some sort of music app, Photoshop Touch, which is the Android version of Photoshop, basically, Snapseed, which is another photo editor, Google Play Music, FL Studio Mobile, which is apparently a $20 studio mobile app, Titanium Backup, which, again, not really a tablet app, Dropbox or Google Drive, AirDroid, Tasker, Astro, IMDb, Flixster, Netflix, Hulu, Duolingo, if you want to learn another language. But basically, none of these really seem... Has it gotten to the point where so many apps have finally developed their tablet version of their interface that there's no longer specifically something you can call a tablet app?
I mean, everything you listed off here works well on a phone or a tablet.
Yeah, so do we really need a separate tablet list, or have the major developers gotten to the point where it's no longer a difference?
Yeah, I think we're getting closer, that's for sure.
Well, I like having a tablet. I like sitting somewhere with my tablet and reading and catching up on the news, which I then faithfully put onto a list and email to Jerry so he won't read it.
It's good stuff.
So Belkin's Wemo Android app is now out of beta. So if you're interested in home automation, you can now get the Wemo app for your device. Are you interested in a Wemo? I know you like to tinker.
I do like to tinker, but living in an apartment, I really don't have, you know, you're limited as to what you can tweak and, you know, rip out of the walls. And
yeah, but none of those are, the Wemo are not our plugin.
Yeah.
So imagine this. So here's your apartment. You want to have the lights in your apartment be able to turn on in the event that there's a burglar outside. So you're worried, you turn the lights on your porch. Even better, you turn the lights on your porch when you're sitting out in the car and you want to make sure you can walk to the house.
Okay.
So basic stuff. Again, you know, I like the idea of home automation, but I can't see myself turning my lights on from somewhere else. My air conditioner, maybe. But not my lights.
Yeah. And there again, living in an apartment, you really can't do anything. I don't think I could replace my air conditioning thermostat with,
I have a plug-in air conditioner. I have a plug-in air conditioner, so I would just hook up one of these Wemo plugs and tell it to provide power to the air conditioner. I have a wall unit. But, you know, I can't really see the point right now. Because the air conditioner has a digital timer in it. If I know when I'm coming home, I can just set the timer.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what do you see, since I have you here for a bit, what do you see as the future of Android?
Future of Android?
Yes. You've been watching it for a while.
I don't know what the future is. I mean, it seems like it's going pretty well.
Are you excited about the developments?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's progressing at a fairly well, you know, pretty quick pace. And, you know, it's good to have, you know, the Firefox phone coming out and Ubuntu trying to do their thing. And, you know, pretty exciting time in the mobile market.
I have to agree with that. I'm just enjoying the Google Maps. I checked. It does know where my house is.
That's good.
Well, this is that new 3D view. So it shows my house as a box, and it knows I'm the second box from the right. Pretty accurate. Well, look, there's a dentist in my neighborhood.
Mount's Corner's not very exciting.
Well, look, there's a dentist in my neighborhood. I don't need a dentist right now, but it's nice to know that Irving Goldsmith has his office near my house. He shows up on my map.
Everybody needs a dentist.
No, I have one.
Oh, okay.
I hope he never goes away. He's very lucky. He's my lucky dentist. One time he went on vacation and I got a cavity.
He went on vacation and what happened?
I got a cavity.
Oh.
So I'm convinced that as long as he is inspecting my mouth, I'm safe. Once his associate starts inspecting my mouth, that might be dangerous, so I hope he doesn't retire. He's down to 2 days a week. He's been my dentist for over 30 years.
Well, prepare yourself.
I have been. It was his coworker who will probably take over for him who told me even a monkey can floss. I have spatial problems. I don't know about you, but I have the hardest time trying to get the floss into those narrow spaces in the back, because when I look at it in the mirror, I'm always moving my toothbrush in the wrong direction. A few bits of housekeeping. We are, of course, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, and we want to welcome some new shows to the network. I have a list here. This Week in Google Glass.
I'm back.
I was just going over some of the new and exciting shows that were just welcomed to the Tech Podcast Network to join us.
Ooh.
Yes. This Week in Google Glass, VOIP Intel, Venture Break Weekly, The Social Geeks, Space Rocket History, Smart Tech, New Media Tech, Mac Minute, Let's Make It, Aussie Tech Heads, The Backup Academy Podcast, and who else do we have? Various Venture Break. We got them. Okay. We covered all those, so I didn't miss any. I'm wondering exactly how many weeks you can go on This Week in Google Glass.
Is it a thing yet?
Is what a thing?
The stuff going on with Google Glass.
Well, people have it. If you have $1,500, you have it.
$1,500? I've seen them going for like $30,000.
No, I'm saying what Google was offering for the developer edition was $1,500. So assuming you got it from Google, you had $1,500 to spare. So I'd like to say nobody complained about my tech habits, because I didn't buy a $1,500 pair of glasses. No insult to those people. I'm just saying that I'm a bit more frugal. I just bought too many tablets.
I put my name in the hat, but they didn't call me, so I didn't get one.
Would you have bought a $1,500 pair of glasses?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, if you ever get a pair, you can come back and talk about them with us or the This Week in Google Glass guys.
Hopefully by then they'll have prescription glasses.
Well, I could use those. I need a new pair. Somebody was just telling me that if you don't wear sunglasses, then you could get cataracts. So I may invest in another pair of prescription sunglasses. I lost mine a while ago.
That's kind of a crazy thing to say.
What?
Cataracts if you don't wear sunglasses?
That's what he was telling me.
Alrighty.
I choose not to doubt him, mostly because he's my father and a retired science teacher. Anyway, so Jerry, you missed a few things. We chatted.
I'm sorry, my daughter's sick, and that was her doctor calling.
The one who has the missing item, or a different?
Same daughter.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
I think that's part of why
she needs comfort.
Yeah, she's
okay. Well, I hope that she feels better soon. Let's get into a little housekeeping here. If you'd like to reach us, you can reach us at podcast@androidbuffet.com. You can, of course, tweet us. You can circle us, and all of your comments will be read and fed to us by our associate producer, Kevin McLaughlin, who is the best associate producer we've ever had. Isn't that right, Jerry?
Yes, without a doubt.
Yes. And I'm thinking of promoting him to talent recruiter, because he did get us some talent for this week.
Yeah, who?
You.
Oh, no. Wait a second. Think that again.
He invited you. You have talents. Therefore, you are talent.
Awesome.
Okay, well, where can people find you if they'd like to find you? I know you can be circled, tweeted, dented.
Yeah, I'm not doing so much dinning lately, but
PLA1
on Twitter, and you can find me on Google Plus. Just search for Patrick Archibald.
Okay, well, I think denting is sort of going away because status.net is sort of going away. Weren't they doing pump.io or something like that?
Yeah, I took a look at it early on, but I haven't been back to it in the last couple of weeks or so. My account's still alive out there, so
well,
I need to revisit that, see how it's coming along.
I'll have to check it out myself. It's always interesting when people pivot. And Jerry, just to be fair, we haven't asked in a while. Where can people find you outside of this podcast?
Jerry.jones@gmail.com is the best way to get a hold of me.
Or showing up at your home in Jacksonville.
That'll work too.
I thought about it. I just thought that you'd find that creepy.
Eh.
So, you know, I ring your doorbell, you say, who are you again? Because you told me that you can't remember faces, names, and things like that.
Yep.
So you wouldn't recognize
me. I cannot remember your name. But that's okay, because I don't need to.
It's Bob McElroy.
Sure.
Sorry, Bob. No, he's in the chat room. I needed a name quickly. But he has a Chromecast, and he may like noodles. So he sounds like a nice guy to be. Anyway, but someday, Jerry, I will show up at your house and worry that you're going to scream and call the police.
Nah, I won't do that.
No. Do I just have to, you know, make sure that I'm wearing, you know, my name tag from Self?
No, just show up, man.
With a giant Android around my neck to make sure that I look non-threatening?
No, just show up.
Okay, that would seem rude of me.
You're always welcome. Come on by.
Murph, let's go on a road trip. Me and you, we'll go to Jacksonville and we'll find Jerry Jones.
All right, pick me up on the way down there.
Okay, so all three of us. So it'll be three of us on a road trip to find Jerry Jones. Although I did say after my bad experiences flying into Greer, South Carolina, that I would never fly into that state again. But maybe Charleston's airport is better.
Yeah, we have a pretty nice airport.
Well, now you have JetBlue now serves there from New York. So a nice nonstop flight straight down to Charleston.
Convenient.
What was that?
It would be convenient.
Yeah, I can fly down to Charleston, and Murph can drive down on his motorcycle, because I am not riding on the back of a motorcycle. I'm sure Murph will thank me for that at some point when he thinks of exactly how much not fun it would be for me to hang on the back of his motorcycle. And then we'll all carpool down to Jacksonville. We can go to the zoo. I hear there are dinosaurs there.
We do have a nice zoo.
You've told me that many times. So that brings us to the end of our program. We hope you enjoyed it. So we have two guys with a Nexus. We have a guy going on a cruise. So,
yep.
So Jerry, but if you're packing that night, do you really want to do a podcast the night before you leave?
By and large, I don't pack.
Oh, you have somebody to do that for you?
Yes, I got people.
Oh, okay. Your butler?
My wife.
Oh.
She knows better what I need than I do.
I have to get me one of those.
A wife or a butler?
I'm flexible. Which one's cheaper?
The butler.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, they're not living. They're not living, are they? Maybe I'll just hire somebody part-time.
That's what I did in Spain.
You hired a part-time wife or a part-time butler?
A lady to clean the house.
Okay. No, I have one of those. I can't get rid of her. No, literally, I can't. She doesn't speak English. My Polish isn't that good. I tried once, and I think I ended up increasing her pay.
That's funny.
I'm kidding, but actually I did try once, and I think I did actually end up in that direction. Anyway, that's another story. So that brings us to the end of the show. We will, of course, possibly be back next week. There are three options that we can do. Option number one, I do a Saturday night show with Jerry, where there may be more or less news. Option number two, we take a week off and regroup the subsequent week. And option number
three... lots of news.
Yes. And option number three, I bring in a special guest host, if anybody volunteers. You know, I can call all the usual suspects. So I will leave it up to you, Jerry. Which of the three options do
you... Whoa! What? Me?
I'm appointing you executive producer.
Oh, crap.
So do you want to take a week off? Do you want to record early? Or do you want me to find a special replacement guest host?
I think you should find a special replacement guest host.
Okay, how about this? If I can find a special replacement guest host, I will do a show on Monday. If I can't find one, we'll take a hiatus.
We'll take a week off.
Yeah, so I'll ask around. Maybe I'll ask Dan. I know he said that whenever I needed special replacement guest host, he was happy to stop by.
Special replacement guest host. That's awesome.
Yes. But I don't know. If you'd thought about it for longer, I was prepared to do this. I get a lot of use out of this kazoo, don't I?
You do.
Yeah. And I still haven't mastered the harmonica. Oh, well.
I started learning how to play the piano over the weekend.
How are you doing?
Well, my first lesson was about half an hour long, and we really didn't even touch the piano. We just talked about, basic theory and how to read sheet music, because I'm, like, clueless when it comes to music. So that was yesterday. Today, I sat down for about half an hour with sheet music for Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and read it, and that took a while, and translated that into keys, and I learned how to play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
So when will you be ready to do a duet with me?
I don't know.
You know, me on the kazoo, you on the piano?
I don't know. But if you send me some sheet music, I'll try and learn it.
Okay, I will try to find a copy of When You're Smiling for the piano.
It needs to be really simple sheet music, too. None of that fancy stuff.
I'll call my mother. She used to play the piano. I'll see if she has a copy.
All right.
There's always the internet.
So, shall we say goodbye?
Well, I want to thank our special guest.
Ah, bah, humbug, thanking. Phoosh.
Thank you, special guest.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it, as usual.
Well, feel free to come again. And we look forward to next week where there will be a special mystery episode. Or there will be no episode at all. That's the mystery. Stay tuned to find out whether or not there will be an episode, or if we will take the week off, because I have to call in Friday afternoon to find out whether or not I go on jury duty on Monday. I could be sequestered. I could be hiding out in a hotel deciding the fate of a murderer. Hopefully not. But either way, I will see everybody when I see them. Right, Jerry?
Hi, folks.
Enjoy your cruise.
Good night.
Vaya con Dios. Night. Bon voyage. Arrivederci. Happy trails.
I think they got it.
I was waiting for you to say something. You were silent. I just kept going because I was waiting for you to say something. It's all your fault, Jerry.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.